You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rosh in Broches, in Perek Shvi, writes the following idea. Ve'afilu havi milsa derabonan. He goes on the Gemara. The Gemara says that you could be meshachrer a neved for a mitzvah. So says the Rosh, even a milsa derabonan, even the mitzvah derabonan, kol shmo kedusha, borcho shalom, atzinu lo ikar min ha-toira, even though there is no ikar min ha-toira, afilu achidoch yesed yachid. You could be doiched esed, the yochid, meaning you are allowed to be meshachrer a neved. Mistaberli demayre be'asora, the law is stably by the sort of the rice. I mean, it's not much, but the Gemara is only talking in the case that you need a minyan min ha-Torah. Kegoin likris parsha zohar, like reading parsha zohar, shu min ha-Torah de mash bechol inyan ayrei. So says the Rosh, it's not much, but it's only the Gemara is talking about parsha zohar that you're allowed to meshachar an eved, is mash bechol inyan. Now the question is, what is the Rosh saying? For parsha zohar, you need a minyan midoraisa? Because the mitzvah is Zocher es asher asal lecha Amalek. Okay? Zocher. Zocher means to remember. Now, Chazal learned that Zocher has to be beseifer u bepe. But Minyan, is that midoraisa? So the Sharatzion in Siman Tafreish Pehei says, after Magen Avrom Evi Bitsematrum Asadeshen, the Arosh cause of the Esed Doraisa Likris Pasha Zocher Basora, even though the Trumas Adeshen learns in this Rosh, there really is a mitzvah as a min ha-Torah to read Parsha Zohar with 10 people. Eini yodea shum makor lezeh. Says the Sharatzion, Nechdesi, where does it say anywhere that you need a minyan? V'hai d'Reb Elezer shikr ravdoi, mishum di ikar kriya zohar mitzvah as a min ha-Torah. What Rosh means to say, the kriya zohar is min ha-Torah, so therefore the Rabbonan is like an embellishment, an addition to a mitzvah deraisa. But it's not that you need a sora midoraisa. So the Rosh is saying, even a mitzvah that's purely the Rabbanan, you could be meshachrer an eved, not only Parsha Zohar, which is a mitzvah ese min ha-Torah, and midrabbanan they added to it. But clearly, says the Sharatzion, I don't understand why it should be a minyan min ha-Torah. Meaning, you could learn the Rosh very differently. You could learn the Rosh that the Rosh holds Kriyas Zohar is the Raisa. The Rabbanan is like an embellishment, an addition, an accretion to mitzvahs, to the mitzvah. But it says, I don't understand Mecha Teis Ishubi Midoraisa. That's the question that he asks. The Kerenoira and the Yudalef and Mudalef in Brochus answers, V'yeshoimrim Ein Chinuch, the Ikar HaMitzvah L'Kruisa B'Tzibur. From the Chinuch is also Mashma, that the Ikar HaMitzvah is not just to read Parsha Zohar, but to read Parsha Zohar B'Tzibur. Meaning, why is Mitzvah's asset? This Mitzvah, there are so many other Zchiras. Even Pesach, right? Pesach, we have a mitzvah, Zachores, or Majesh, Yatzata, B'Mitzrayim, is also. V'tzorech lo'im al-kiv, and ikavon, as a zchira, linkom, nikmas Hashem. Since the purpose of the zchira is why? Why do you have to remember the story? To be able to go ahead and take action. Mesakatoy me'ele, v'zed dovar amut al-tziburu. That's a mitzvah al-tzibur. The mitzvah samilchoma, the mitzvah to erase a molek, is a mitzvah on the tzibur. And since the zchira is to, basically, to remind us, or basically to encourage us to go ahead and to make a war, has to be Tzibur. So in other words, the Tzibur of Zohar is a derivative of the Tzibur of the Mitzvahs Mechiyas Amalek. And the Rambam, if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Kuf Peites, says that, Mitzvah Kuf Peites, He shetzivanu liskor mashal salon Amalek. We have to remember what Amalek did to us. And the purpose of this chira, the Rambam says, beferush like the Kerenoira, right? The mitzvah to remember is to encourage us, to inspire us to kill them. The idea of remembering is to allow us, to inspire us to fight. And says the Rambam, also in mitzvah resh memches, in etimotze mi mitzvah shem choyv al tzibur, says the Rambam, there are many mitzvahs which are not individual chiyuvim, it's a chiyuv only on, it's only the chiyuv on the tzibur. Lo lekol ish v'ish, כמו בניין ביס הבחיר עליי, בניין ביס המקדש, והקומס המלך והחרוס הזכר של המולק. So the Rambam says בפירוש, בניין ביס הבחיר, which is not parshas, parshas truma, and החרוס הזכר של המולק, and to kill המולק, is a mitzvah המוטלס על הציבור. It's not an individual mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on the ציבור. And the Rambam in the Yad says as this. Mitzvah says Elachim Shiva Samit. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam is a very paladic Rambam. The Rambam says like this. There is a mitzvah to kill the seven nations, which is usually by a war. Shenemar hachrim tachrimim. And the Rambam, however, adds the kol shebal yodo echad mem v'loy orgoy oive v'loy sase. Anybody who is able to go ahead and have the opportunity to kill somebody from Shiva Samim, and he doesn't kill, he's over an asset, shenema lo techai ko noshoma, ukvar od vazichram. It says, Rambam, don't try to do this now, we don't know who they are. But technically, any individual, when they have a Amalek, you have a mitzvah to kill him. Amalek, no, I'm sorry, it's Shiva Samim. So Shiva Samim is a mitzvah on the individual. Even though Shiva Samim is part of Milchemes Choyva, that's the ultimate mitzvah, still the mitzvah is on individuals to kill Shiva Samimin, and therefore makes off Kimina. Today we don't do it because we don't know who they are. However, Nalochei says Veche mitzvas ese le'abed zecher Amalek. Amalek is a mitzvah le'abed. Shenemar timche zecher Amalek. U'mitzvas ese liskor tomid ma'isavaroi varivosoi kidei leir raivosoi. A mitzvah to remember what he did to inspire us to go shenemar zocher. But the Rambam doesn't say that is a mitzvah of the individuals and kovar avad zichram. Poshup shat in the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is on the tzibur. So today the Rambam doesn't have to give you guidance because anyway we do not have an army that's capable, at least in the time of the Rambam, an army that has all the halachos of the tzibur to kill Amalek. So it comes out that Amalek is an enemy of the tzibur. Is a mitzvah hamutelas al tzibur. That's why says the Rosh, according to Truma Sadeshen, the mitzvah zaschira is a mitzvah of the tzibur. And the question is, why is Amalek specifically an enemy of the tzibur? Why? You would say the opposite, right? I would say, Shivas Amin, they are the ones who lived in Eretz Yisrael. They were preventing us from going to Eretz Yisrael and from conquering the land. Makes sense that should be on the tzibur. And Ram says, no, that's an ayochit called Shivali Yodai. Milchemes Amalek is the only one which is on the tzibur. Why? Question number one. Then let's look at the Briskrov. The Briskrov in Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'kchuli Truma mi'isko shirvim tikhu trusumos. There is a double language. Daber b'nei Yisrael, talk to b'nei Yisrael v'ikhu truma. Take Truma from B'nai Yisrael. Then, Me'ish Kol Asher Yidvenu Liboy, from any person who donates, Tiktu with Trumosi. So there's two kinds of Ilekicha. The Lekicha of B'nai Yisrael, and the Lekicha Me'ish Kol Ish. So the Briskrov says like this, Yishloi Mar Pima, the Kaimalan, the Mekadesh, the Mikdash Ve'Kelav, the Klishores, the Mikdash, the Kelav, and the Klishores are called Sorek Lo Yishat Zibur. All the Klei HaMikdash cannot be individual property. They have to belong to the Tzibur. V'gam im ikdishan yochid zor shimusirim la Tzibur. The aloha is that if a person is makdish, a klishores, it's not enough to be makdish, to put kudush on it. He has to give it to the Tzibur. So he says, v'im lavach lo miskashe, it has to belong to the Tzibur. Al ken zeu shenem v'ikhu litruma. First is, v'ikhu litruma. The Tzibur, the mitzvah is on the memunim of the Tzibur. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, meaning you talk to b'nei Yisrael as a community. As a communal aspect, you daber el b'nei Yisrael as a communal aspect, that the community should go ahead, v'ikhu litruma. The Tzibur ikhu me'yichidim. The Tzibur, the mitzvah, is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Tzivui on the Yechidim to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Tzivui on the Tzibur to collect from the Yechidim. Me'es kol ish asher divenu lo v'yoseh shalem. So they collect. Becomes part of the Tzibur. V'achar kach v'osu le'mikdash. So there is a two-step process. The Tzivui is daber el b'nei Yisrael to the Tzibur. V'ikhu li truma. And they are going to basically create some kind of a collection, they are going to go ahead and raise money. They will take from the Yechidim, so the Yechidim give to the Tzibur, and the Tzibur is Mekadosh. So that's why he says, the Loshon is very interesting in Parshas Vayakel. In Vayakel it says, take it from you. What means take it from you? Take you as the Tzibur from the individuals. So that's why here is Loshon Afrosha. It's a two-step process. First is the Tzibur, and that's why the Parshas Vayakel is talking about the first step. When the Tzibur goes and takes, that's the first step. We have the second step. The second step is once the Tzibur has it, you're Mafrish Truma. Okay? Could be something even more. That the chiyuv and the mitzvah, the chiyuvis, is on the tzibur specifically. That's why it says daber el bnei Yisrael ve'ichuli truma. The loshon tzivu mitzvah sese. The mitzvah sese is on the tzibur. This is also like Miches Amolek. The Truma of the Mishkan is also Mitzvah Tzibur. So we have Mitzvahs Miches Amolek, Zechiras Amolek, which is Mitzvah Tzibur. And then you have a different Mitzvah Tzibur. Which Mitzvah Tzibur is it? Mitzvah Tzibur of collecting the money. The money collection, the raising the money, is a mitzvah. So the, when the chiyuv to give truma is the chiyuv on the tzibur, and the tzibur has to collect from the individuals. Ukmo ikar mitzvah she'osu l'migdash, like mitzvah samisa samigdash is also the tzibur. She'irak chuyv atzibur l'kodesh yochid v'shiv shav tzal mitzvahs. V'zeo de mesayim es kolin she'tivim lo. Now, how does the tzibur get the money? They get the money from people who give a nedova, from people who go ahead and decide to give out of their philanthropy, out of their heart. Comes out that individuals have only nedova. They do not have an obligation. It's not obligatory to them. They have the ability to give. If they are very generous, out of their generosity, they give. The tzibur is a chiyuv. So the Briskerov says the posuk, the reason why the posuk is divided into is two components. Number one, the tzibur has to be a two-step process, that the individuals give to the tzibur, and the tzibur gives it, and the tzibur makes it. Not only that, the chiyuv could be only the tzibur, the chidim and no tzibur. So it comes out also this truma, and the building of the Mishkan has to be the moment ha-tzibur. What is so choshuv the tzibur also to asiyah shemishkan? So now we have like this Shabbos is the Shabbos of the tzibur, right? We have tzibur, something called the tzibur, legabi mechias amolek, that's only the tzibur. By the way, that's why by milchemes amolek, by Esther, what she does, and she, the way how she basically gets the people involved, she says, lech t'mordecha knois es kol ha-yudim, get all the Jews together. Because if you want to fight Amalek, you need all the Jews together. You need a tzibur. Because that's mechias amolek. And the question is why? Why tzibur? Vis-a-vis in comparison to all Shiva's Shiva Saminim. And the second thing is why the Beis HaMikdash has to be built mitzad the tzibur. And I told you the chiyuv is only in the tzibur, not the yechidim give out generosity to the tzibur. And even if the yochid gives, he cannot give to the mishkan, he has to give to the tzibur, and the tzibur gives. Why is that? So that's question number two. And the question number three is a malbim. Look at the malbim. In the pasuk, says, "V'zois atruma she'tichumitam." This is the truma that you take from them. And the pasuk lists several things: zov, v'chesu, v'nechoishes, v'tcheles, v'argaman, v'tolashoni, like a list of items. Tziva shelo yikurak tesvav minim. The mitzvah is that you only take these 15 types of things. Hanechshovim shem atzman naise mishkan, meaning the materials that will be used directly to build the mishkan. Lo shem kuru anedovu zeachlifu v'ichu tumorosam. You could have said, listen, they give anything. Everything has money. Let's assume they give out, they could give out plates, they could give out books, they give out everything. And the gizborim, the tzibur goes ahead and does a sale, turns it to money and buys the items. But it's mashma that no. The only things that the gaboim of the tzibur allowed to receive and accept were the 15 minim. the 15 items which are listed in our parsha, that's the only thing they were allowed to take. Dvorim atzich malamlocha, ubasherei mishkan shokul kenegad olam, says, why is that? Because since the mishkan is a representation of the world, kmo shomur chazal shenivra biyud en hey, we know the world was created with a yud and a hey. Because Hashem tzur elomim, says the Gemara, right, biyud divra olam habo en behe olam hazeh, ha olam hazeh, hayu tesvav minim b'miswara, that's why they had to be specifically 15. Because they are alluding to the Ko Hashem Tzur Elomim. Veremez b'mila v'zois. The mila v'zois and this, v'zois, says the Malbim, remez ichud kutshabrich u'shchintei. V'zois is kutshabrich u'shchintei. Mila zois im avov, if you put the zois with the vov, kanoida is kutshabrich u'shchintei. And therefore is keneged the yud and the hay, and therefore you need 15 minim. Right? So that's why the halacha is that you have to raise not money, you have to raise those 15 items. And the question that again is completely unknown, what does this mean? Vezois is keneged kutshabrichu shchinte? It's interesting, like who would expect the Malbim, right? The Malbim in the 20th century. Write something which is completely Kabbalistic, right? In the beginning of Torah Mitzvah. What does this mean, right? So to just summarize the questions. Why Mechias Amolek and Zechiras Amolek is totally B'tzibur? Why the Kesef of the Mishkan has to be from the Tzibur? Like the Rishkrov says, in two steps. First of all, when you give money, individuals could not donate the money. They had to give the money to the Tzibur, meaning the community had people who were in charge of collecting, and they were the ones who used them were Maktish. And he says, perhaps even the Chiyuv was on the Tzibur, not on the Chidim. The question is why? That's number two. Number three, he says, this 15 minim is keneged yud and hay, right? So that's why it's tezvov. And that's why the pasuk says, vezois atruma, because the word vezois, vov plus the zois, is kutshabrichu ushchintei, that has to be with the 15. What does this all mean? To answer all of this, we're going to go into something which is extremely important in the foundation of the thinking of the Gro. And I think we're going today to explain a little bit what this Kutshabrichu Ushchintei and explain what the Mishkan is all about and understand what the Tzibur is all about. So Likutei Gro. Likutei Gro says, Elohim, the word Elohim, ken kosuv b'chol ma'aseh bereishis. All ma'aseh bereishis. In other words, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu was creating the world, in the process of creation, the Shem used the Shem Elohim. Ki kol ma'aseh yesh bo shnei dvorim. Every single thing that's done, there are two components. Atzmusoi v'chayusoi. There is the object in itself, right? Whatever the object is, that's one. And then there is the life that's inserted that animates it. There is the object or the creation in itself, and life, which animates it. Those are the two. So, the object or the creature in itself is created by Shem Elohim. And the life that's inserted to it, that animates it, that's Havaye. Shem Havaye Sakulum. Vein Hashem Shrichen Ela Be'echad. Shem Shomayim, the chiyus of Havaye can only come when the Bria is unified. Because Shem Elohim, we're going to see, Shem Havaye can only come into something which has gone through a process of unification. Acher shenichnu l'kol abriyos. V'zeh shomer, that's what Chazal say, Hizkir Shem Mole al Oyla Mole. That's why the Shem Havaye only comes when the world is ready. A world which is perfect, a world which is complete, then gets the name which is complete. Mole means that the world is unified, creates a unit, a perfect unity. And in the situation, the world was already created and it was already done. But creation still continued, right? Genesis B, Genesis 2. Genesis Aleph, Bereishis Aleph, is the creation of the world to make the world perfect. And Genesis 2 is the world was perfect, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu added things to it. As long as he's adding, that's why he says the two names, Havaye Elohim. Elohim is the creation of creation, creatures. The life that animates it is Havaya. What does this all mean? So Rabbi Yitzchok Eisenhower in the Beir Yitzchok explains, why from Bereishis until Vayichulu there is only Shem Elohim, right? And then Meile told us Hashemayim v'Oretz, and from Perik Beis, Yizki Shnei Shem is Havai Elohim, Avi Odom, V'Chakol Nizkor Elohim. So the Bria goes like this: until Odom marries Chava, is Havai Elohim. So it's Elohim from Bereishis all the way to Vayichulu. From Vayichulu, which is Eile told us Hashemayim v'Oretz, which is Bereishis Beis, until the Odom Yodes Chava is Havai Elohim, and then is only Havai. So why? V'azeh kosav rabbeinu she'inish b'chol dover nishatzmus v'chayus v'inyan kishorosh hakol v'soyed atzimtzum v'kav. Says the Gro, you should know that there is always the issue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's the issue of the tzimtzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a vacated, empty space. He created an empty space and then he put out a line that connects the empty space to the eternal. Take a look what he says. V'akav, v'usot shoyresh atzmus v'kelim. So the creation are the kelim, are the creatures. Shatzimtzum sot shoyresh agvul. What's tzimtzum? Tzimtzum is a Kodesh Baruch Hu created limit in the world. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is limitless. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is infinite. He created a concept of limit, of boundaries, of existence. That's called the tzimtzum. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. There is this concept of space, and then there is light. But this is called Butzina de Kardunaisa. That light is the light of darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light of darkness that you allow to create a creation which hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above and beyond anything else. So he had to allow people to exist, to be kelim, to create a separate existence. That is called the light of darkness, Butzina de Kardonaisa. Shehem shoroshim dechol almin, dechol azivugi voisoy mashikos mitkil ol bachshov libaris besadin. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create with midas adin. He wanted to create midas adin, which means creating limit, creating boundaries, creating process. This is something which is the ultimate miracle. Shehem shoroshim, sebedazim roshen oile miskaim shitev boi midas arachim. So the midas arachim is the Shem Havaye, the eternity that animates them. V'anu ki yadua shekol abriya besoit atzimtzu v'chozvan shakav nugiya bershim v'yavshal yos dinza shorosh agvul. In other words, this world had to be a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself completely. Because otherwise the world would not exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is monistic, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create a gvul. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to hide himself from the world to allow existence to come into place. This is called the Tzimtzum. V'lachen usach soydei sktalkus v'atzimtzum. Aval acharkach. So there was a Tzimtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebeyochud withdrew himself from here. Not in Chas v'Shalom he withdrew, but he created an impression that he withdrew. He created an impression of the Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is contraction. He contracted himself, not in reality, Chas v'Shalom, but that's the impression that he gave us. And he says, V'acharkach chozav im shibochakav. And then there is a line of eternity and light that he connected. V'ushorish kol chiyu sabriya. V'chen, u'tzrech tchila livroi ha'oilam b'shem Elohim levad. The Bria comes with the Shem Elohim. V'aledo nasi amida lechol dover. Shem Elohim created boundaries, created limits, created measurements, created a world which is built of creations which are different from each other, which are limited, but in itself they have different characteristics. V'u atzmus asher kol echad lefi amida mishol abog machshav elyon. V'so ze agvul hu nelam v'u butzina de kardonaisa de gol bodima. This is the light of darkness, because it's a creation. That's why the Goyen always writes that Choshech is not something that the light is missing. Choshech is a creation, the creation of darkness. The Grod, I think, always the means to say what he's saying here, to create a Metzius, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebiyochul hides himself. It's dark. In itself is a light. It's called Butzina de Cardonaisa. It's a light which is so powerful that it doesn't allow it to be seen. As an example, right, when you have the eclipse, right, and you can't look at the sun because you're going to get yourself blind, you need some kind of a filter because the light is too strong. Butzina de Cardonaisa is that. Shem Elohim is creating a world which is separate, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, which is distant. That's why it's called Midas Adin. That is called the Tzimtzum. Havaya is the chiyus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests and animates this. That's Midas Arachamim. And he says even more. And this is a miracle. How from something infinite came a world which is finite? It's something that we never understand. And that's the chidush of my separations. When the world became perfect and Adam was created, so says then after the Tzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to the world a line, a channel of infinity. Before the world was complete, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be withdrawn completely. Only when the Adam is complete and the world is complete, and Adam is here, is able to elevate, to transcend the world. The world, if the world is incomplete and we have the ability to transcend, there's no world. But once the world is finite, exists, then you have the next step, which is connection. Connection is only a oilam molet that allows to be connected. This is Midas Arachim. This world, to allow the world to achieve infinity, is that. Ve'ata v'soid ve'ata mechayes kulam. Now, what is ve'ata? The word ve'ata, ushma meforesh begiluf ve'gilufin. Ve'ata is the aleph and the taf, the aleph base, and the five oisius kfulois. So those are the 27 letters of the aleph base, Zoyaron says, which is the Shem Shomayim. We're going to see Begilufi Gilufin. The ultimate chiyus of the world is to verbalize the world. The verbalization of the world comes out with 28 letters. The 22 single letters, which are the basically normal lowercase letters, five final letters, and the ultimate aleph, which is the aleph, which we spoke last week, which connects it to a system. The verbalization of the world is when we give meaning, we allow the world to transcend. After the world is complete, you could verbalize. Verbalize is connecting it to meaning, to spirituality, is the ata mechayes kulam. The kav is those 28 letters. And the 28 letters comes out, and we're going to see, let me just show you where the 28 letters come from. And here I made a little spreadsheet that I showed on Shabbos, but I wanted to share with everybody. Look at this spreadsheet. Now, it's a little tough for you to see, but make sure to pay attention if you can. And I'm going to make it maybe a little bit bigger. If you take Shem Shamayim, right, in a three-dimensional way, meaning you write Yud, K, Vav, K, and then you spell Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Hey, Aleph, right, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey, Aleph. And then for the third dimension, you spell each one out. Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalet, Vav is Vav, Aleph, Vav, Dalet is Dalet, Lamet, Tov, Hey, here is Milui, Aleph, Hey, Aleph, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey, Aleph. All together, there are 28 letters. That's the chiyus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kav, when he created the world of Kelim, and he allowed us to bring infinity, is through our Dibur. And that's the Dibur of the 28 letters of the Aleph base, which have the ability to bring chiyus, to bring Kedusha. That's why Kedusha is always Bepeh. Because when you verbalize, you give a story. If you remember, the world was created with Sefer, with Sefer, with Sipur. Sefer is after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had before the Bria. Sefer is the world of Tzimtzum, the Midas Elohim, they created a book. Sipur is you connect the two. Is the Dibur Peh, those are the 28 letters of the Aleph base that connect you. you see that the Mishkan, right, is the place where you connected the world of physical to the world of spiritual. And therefore, Chazal say that Bezalel needed to know Oysu Shenivro Bem Shamayim Voretz. He had to know how to apply the letters to be Oysu Shamayim Voretz. Look at the story of the Golem, right? When the Maral brings the Golem. Anybody knows? Now, the Golem existed or didn't exist. Forget about it. Rabbi Sefer Yetzira. How do you create an Odom Sefer Yetzira, the Frankenstein of Sefer Yetzira? So you build a person made out of material. You create made out of clay, and you make some kind of a golem. But then you have to say the words, use the aleph base to bring some kind of a neshama to animate it. Because that is the Ata Mechaye Eskulam. Okay? So this is the Groh. We're going to continue in a second because this Groh is so important. So that's Havaye. Havaye, that's why Adam, I'm in love with this Adam. Until Adam wasn't there, there was no Havaye. Havaye is only comes through Adam. So let me just make it a little smaller. So now, if we go, let's continue. Shem besoid at, ve'ata is the aleph and the taf, and the hay of Manzebach. Gam ki chayus anivro meyado, how Adam, the chayus of the creatures comes through Adam. The Adam is the one that can bring the Chof Ches to the world. As we saw last week, I want to make sure that you connect to last week, right? We can bring the world and connect the world and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through ways, through Oimer ve'Oise. The Oise is the 28 Kishrei Yad. We know there are 28 joints in our hands, 14 in each, that we work in tandem to together, that's the 28 of our hands to elevate and to connect to Ve'ata Mechayis Kulam and to verbalize Adam, which is the 28 letters of the Aleph Beis. And that's the Shem Shamayim in his three dimensions that's put into the world. Okay? So this is Avaye Elokim. Let's continue a little bit more. So the Groh says here in the Aderes Eliyahu, Shem Elohim, the Kelim, what is it? Is Koyach Hamani Shel Eloilam. This is the physical Elohim, is the Gematria HaTeva. We know the word Teva is not a Hebrew word, right? The word Teva is a word that the Rishonim, probably the ones who came up with this. Teva is something which is embedded. Elohim is the HaTeva. I always mention, why? It's not Teva, but HaTeva, with the Hey idea. Why specifically the Hey idea? Because Teva is nature, is the world that we see. There is a point to it. This is Elohim. Elohim is the world of nature. That is the world that was created, and we are supposed to connect this to something much higher. The world of Ishtadlos, right? You do Ishtadlos, but then you have to connect with Bitochin. You always have the ability and the mandate to transcend. So you're going to see how the Groh explains here. Tovu Bo'aretz She'areah. Absolutely. Tovu Bo'aretz She'areah is to be buried because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyochol is hidden within it. So the Groh explains, Humoira Koyach Hamanik Elohim always means Koyches, is somebody who controls. Anybody who is a leader, anybody who watches over something is called Elohim. Shenemar Elohim yevod v'ashev. If you go to a judge, it's called Elohim. V'chena malochim. Or that's a malochim is called Elohim. V'lachen tipzes el Hashem Elokei Elohim. Shekol koichu misilo v'ashpiel kol oilam. Because the Elohims are all the channels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, right? Those are the Kelim. All the channels, they are called Elohim. That's why they are in the plural, right? They're not in the in the singular. And v'zeo she'omru, she'kol ha'ish ha'kulu itachas ko'chevecha, desha ha'shpoz b'skal v'shot k'chovi, because the stars, we know the stars are the viko, are the channels HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ashpia to the world. We know the mazol is m'loshem noizel min ha'levon, meaning something that trickles down, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu trickles down here. Ha'echa m'ashpia chayim, ha'shein yosher, and that's so the Groh, if you see, the Groh says Elohim is the natural hashko, is the hashpo of this world. The anhoga hasateva is that, because Elohim is the creation of butzina de kardonaisa, is the light of darkness. Explains the Groh. Here's the Beritzchok again, in a little different twist, but the same idea. Elohim chof beis b'chol maseh bereishis. There are 22 times the word Elohim from bereishis until vayichulu. Verse 17, tam lama dechavichul itkar shem Elohim, v'achak mela told us, eden shtei shem, v'achak ha-shem avai, v'azek osra bin shem shtei dvor matzmus v'chayus, v'lomar ששורש הדבור עם נשוי את הצימצום והקאפ, שהצימצום הועיל לשור הזרבור, is botzina the kardunaisa shibonase midal chonivon. First, there was a creation of the world with his anhogas, with his the taxonomy, with his divisions, with his complexities. Umisham shoresh lekol akelim shel kulam shubetzoyit chiluki amadregus vechoykiv korem olam. This is the world, which is the world that we call the world of Mida, and that's called the world of Tzimtzum. Ve'olam ha'atzmusa shel kol davar b'shem Elokim v'usoyed ha'gvuras. That's Gvura. By the way, that's called Olam, is Moloshon Ne'alam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. That's Putzina de Kardonaisa. V'shem Havai hu akav ha'nimshach b'kulam v'usoyed ha'iskashos kulam b'chila shoresh lo'atzam na'ne'alam l'achzira b'usoyed nitzchu b'usoyed ha'ichud. And the idea is that if you have the Neshama that comes, Neshama Vaye, is that the world of Ribui, the world of this Butzina de Kardunaisa, the world that's like hidden light, is to connect back to Ichud and eternity. And therefore, the process of Shlemus, to allow the Shem Elohim to transcend, is only through Ichud. It's through perfection, completion, and something which is called Ichud. And that's why the Brocha Shmon Esra writes ends, Remotza Kudosh Bochu Kli Machzik Brocha L'Israel Al-Sholem. Sholem, which is the Shlemus, when things fit together, when there is the Yichud is the completion of the Bria of the Rabbim into a Yichud, and then you could connect back to the Kav, to that process, that line, which was almost a letter, which is a channel to connect back to infinity. That's what he says. That's why with the only time it says Havaya, when the world was complete, because completion, when everything fits together, is part of one unit, then you could connect the Kodesh Boho. We know that the tachlis of the world is the Yichud, is to take the world of Tzimtzum back up to infinity. This is what the world is. That's why the Maramchal says the Soida Bria is one thing only to bring back to the Yichud. I saw it once in the Sivri Achsidus, right? The Lubavitch, Balatanya. Like they will say the exact same thing. They say that actually the world of Butzina de Kardunais, the world of the Kelim, you could bring to actually even above what it was before the Tzimtzum. So in other words, not to the world above the Tzimtzum, you take it to even higher than that. But it's the idea to transcend, but only an Olam Mole. And that's what it says here. V'u soit shma shoshes shlem shatzim tzivuz l'soda kav achar shloma satikun kola nivroim shu'acha shenivro Odom. That's why only after Odom was created, shu tachlis kulam. Odom is the tachlis of the Bria. V'gam bat Shabbos b'amnucha. Okay, and that's why Shabbos is the day that this happens.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And that's Hashem Elohim is Havaye Baruch Hu. Right? Shma Yisrael Hashem Elohimu. Hashem is the kav and Elohimu is the Kelim, the Tzimtzum, the Teva. Mipnei Shem Elohim Moed Al Hashgocha Kasher Biyarnu V'Shem Havaye Al Shem Shu Nuisen Chiz Lakol. The Hashgocha, the nature, is Elohim, and Havaye is the spiritual powers, the spiritual forces that animate it. V'Yinu Shoyre Elo Yilam Oleh. That's why I need Oilam Oleh. Shenemar V'Hu Be'echad Mishivenu Pirush Be'echad She'Yinu Shoyre Shkulim Be'echad Be'echdos V'Hu Be'echad V'Hu Be'echad. The world can only be Be'echad. When the world is complete, that makes it into one unit. Only then you could be miskasher to the Olam Ole. V'chen Shema Yisrael. That's why we say Shema Yisrael. She Yisrael miyachdim asa v'echad b'at makshova. That's why Shema Yisrael, meaning we are davening not as individuals, but as part of the tzibur, of that echod. Then Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem koidim b'riyasa olam, which is the world before the tzimtzum. Elokeinu is zman ahoyve. And that's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So says the Gro, this is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is Soida Adam. Mishkan is exactly this, right? Mishkan is taking the world of physical and connecting to the spiritual. The world is, the Mishkan is a microcosmos of the creation to be able to take the physical and reconnect to the spiritual. So says the Groh here, Vesosuli Migdash is Soid Odom. That's why Odom is the one that connects. I told you several times, the Groh always says, Boroch Bereshis Borikim Esa Shomayim Vezoretz. Oretz is the Soid Atzimtzum. Shomayim is the goal. That's the world of the infinite versus the finite. And there is a Vov that connects the two. Which is the Vov? That's Odom. Odom is that Vav that connects the two. And here the Groh is going to explain what is Tzelem Elokim. Look at this, Hagivaldi, because everybody knows Odom is Tzelem Elokim. And the Reb Shmuel Ito actually wrote a whole kuntras on this. What is Tzelem Elokim? What makes Odom a Tzelem Elokim more than any other creature out there? This is the Groh that I know. This is the Groh in Truma. Soid Odom Tzelem Elokim. This is Soid Odom. Veikori Ner. We say Ner Elokim Nishmas Odom. Which is the Ner? Is the Nefesh and the Ruach. Ki HaNeshama Chofefes. We saw so many times in the Groh. Adam is Nefesh and Ruach. The Neshama stays above. It floats above. The Hu, the Nefesh and the Ruach, is the Zohar and the Keva. That's the male and the female, the Zon. Zohar and the Keva. This is Betzalim Elohim. Betzalim Elohim is the same way there is Havaye and Elohim. Right? Havaye goes ahead, I just told you, Elohim Adekelim, and Havaye gives Chiyus, transcendence, meaning, this is exactly, Odom has the same, this is what makes Odom Tzelem Elohim, that he's a Ner, he has the Nefesh, which is the Kelim, which is the physical, and Ruach, which allows it to transcend, that's why it's called wind, it takes above, that's why Odom is a Ner, and Ner is Tzelem Elohim, okay? Explains a bit Chakazikov, Rabbi Isai, you see something Givald, so you realize that what makes the Oilam cotton, why is Odom a Kebiyochel, the Odom is a microcosmos. I'm sorry, the Mishkan is Odom is a microcosm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically because of that, right? We are going to soon see, Michael is right, we're going to soon see that the Izatom Nefesh HaChaim, already everybody says that Mizbeach is a reflection of Odom. This is the Groh. His Nefesh HaChaim is learning from the Groh. But this is the Groh. The Groh is telling you, in essence, what Tzelem Elohim is, what we just learned, Elohim and Havaye, is the Havaye is the one that gives transcendence, spirituality, animates the physical. That's the Ruach and the Nefesh of Adam. So explains the like Michael says, with the same as the Nefesh HaChaim says later, is the Mishkan is Soid Adam. Doesn't say I'll rest inside the Mikdash, I'll say inside of each and every one of you. Ki Adam Oilam Kot, Adam is a microcosmos. The same way the world, I just told you, the Groh just explained before, meaning this Groh is here, but I showed you the Groh before, the same way the world is a world of physical, and then the Shechina came to it, right? Meaning Havaye came into Elohim. That's why the Mishkan is the physical, and once the physical is complete and is echod, then the Shechina can be Shoira. As the Shechina shores of Elohim, Odom, Kishu Sholem, as the Neshama Shoira, the Neshama is collected, Givadar, Mineran. That's why the Neshama goes. Vechen Aguf, Reish, Brosh, Bet, and Gvia. It's always connecting. And this Datsilus, Bina, which is above, which is beyond, something that is Chofef, as all of it floats, that's the Neshama. Zohar and Nekeva is Havaye Adnus, which in essence is Havaye Elohim. And that's Rabbeinu says Neran. Odom Ikora Ner. Ulefabisha Kosova, even Odom Betzalwa Betzalim Elohim, the Zohar and Nekeva. The Zohar and the Nekeva. Is what is the Nefesh and Ruach. The Beishim is Slapshim Beguf. This is what we understand Shechina, according to the Gro, is Shechina Batachtoinim. We're going to see. I don't want to get into Shechina right now, but Shechina, he will explain. Kudsha Brichu Shechintei is the Zohar in the Nekeva. Shechina is a Kudosh Baruch Hu hidden in this world, a Shoichin Itam Besoich Tumoisam. And then there is the Havaya that comes into it, right? The same Havaya Lukim, near Refesh and Ruach. But look what it says. Meaning the neshama only floats around. Only a very low part of the neshama. We don't even relate to the neshama. We spoke so many times and we learned this grow. The ikar ha'odom is the ruach. The ruach is the zo, the shem havaye. Aval ha-nefesh hi madrega lemata mimenu. And the madrega, the nefesh, is the physical, which is below the person. V'ibal yisok ha-derdei di-odom. And the ruach comes to animate the nefesh. The nefesh is the physical. Animals have nefesh. Right? Ki nefesh kol bosar. Meaning we all know ki adam hu ha-nefesh. Nefesh is the physical. We mentioned so many times nefesh is so physical. The nefesh means to run. Rabbi Shapira always says, right? Nefesh means af shibitakonos chachomim, right? Omed lof. The nefesh always means, or imesos nafshachem, nefesh means rotzin. And rotzin means to run, the shores of rats. That's what moves the world, right? That's the engine that moves the world. That's why Naftole, Yol, Shlucha, and Naftole, Svaratzon are the same. However, nefesh also means to sit, to rest, to satiate. Shavas by nofesh, oimed lofesh. Because the nefesh is the physical. The physical is that you have a drive and it satiates. A drive for money, any drive, is until you get it. Once you get it, you satiate. That's the physical. That's a nefesh. Ruach is transcendence. It never stops. It is something called metaphysical. And that's our Aveda. So it says, what's Aveda Sa'odam? Tell him, look at what he says. Aval nefesh lemate v'ibod isoke lidir darga de'odam. What comes the nefesh came here to be mesukan al yedei ruach besoid odam ubeheima toshia Hashem. That's odam ubeheima toshia Hashem shemo veben. And I'm going to explain to you because it's such an important shema badar letaken that's limit ben. The two shemos, mo is coming to mesaken the ben, which Rabbi says is the ruach is coming here to be taken nefesh. V'ikar ha-bechira ve'avoida u'bener sheboi. Shehem nifgom madechet. You should know the only thing that is nifgom madechet is the nefesh and the ruach. Nefesh comes to animate the ruach. Stating gro, it's called ma and ben. What does it mean, ma and ben? Shem Shomayim, with the letter Aleph. I told you, Yud, Kei, Vov, Kei. There is a question of how to spell the Hey. You could spell the Hey with a Aleph. Yud, Yud, Vov, Dalet, Hey, Hey, Aleph. Vov, Vov, Aleph, Vov, Hey, Aleph. Right? Is with the Alephs. The what you call, the numerical value is 45. Or you could spell the Hey, just Hey, Hey. Which means Yud is Yud, Vov, Dalet, Hey, Hey. Vov, Vov, Hey, Hey. You know the difference is, because if you spell that way, the number is 52, it's Ben. And it's 26 times 2. It's Kevayochel of two Shem Shomayim. One Shem Shomayim and another Shem Shomayim. Yud, K, Vov, K is Hey, is 26. Then Yud is Vov, Dalet, 10, Hey, 5, Vov, 6, Hey, 5, is 26 and 52. Says the Gro, Ben, is that is the Shem, what we just spoke, which is the Shechina. That is the one which is the Nekeva. Which means that the world is separate. Kebiyochu, the two Hashems. There is one Hashem here, and there is one Hashem there. That distance, that is Elohim. Elohim is the Shem Ben. We are going to soon see why is Ben, it should have been Bat, right? Meaning, that's the famous question. Why is it Ben, not Bat? Right, Bat is a daughter, because you know that that's the female, that's the Mekabel. The beginning of the Mekabel, that's the Nefesh. The Shema is Odom. Odom is the Gematria Ma. Our Avoida is to animate the Nefesh with the Ma. Right? Al Tistakel Bakankanela the Ma Shebesoichoi. What is the Shema? We're going to go back to my little spreadsheet, because I think it's so important. Look at the Shema. Shema Igro is written like this. If you look at the Aleph Beis, there are 27 letters of the Aleph Beis here. Okay? The first 27. If you spell each letter, okay, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Bey, Bey, Beis, Gimel, Gimel, Mem, Lamed, Dalet, Hey, you spell it out, you're going to get a total of 72 letters. Because that's Chesed. Chesed is the Chasdo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that He gave us the ability to give letters, to verbalize, to narrate, to explain, to transcend. Right? That is this. Now, if you take the 27 out of the 72, these hidden letters that you have here, the Aleph, right? The second set of letters, right? Which is Lamed in the Pei, etc., is 45. That's the Ma. The Ma is that we are supposed not to verbalize, but to give exactly the pnimius, what's inside. We are supposed to reveal the secrets. We are supposed to reveal the essence. This is what our Avoda is. Our Avoda is Chochma. Kulam b'Chochma Sisa. It's taking the 28 letters of the Aleph. The Aleph is 27 letters. But the Aleph is connecting to a higher level. You know, the Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph base, is the last Aleph of the Aleph base. The Aleph in itself, if you look at it, why is Odom an Aleph? Because it's two Yuds connected by a Vov. Vov is that Odom that connected to Yud. It takes the world of the Ben, the Shem Shomayim, which is separate, which is Elohim, and connects to something above. That's Odom. How do you connect with Chochmah? With the Chof Ches, taking the Aleph base, verbalizing, but taking it to infinity, from the first Aleph to the final Aleph, and then looking at what's inside. Altistakil bakan kanala bima shebesoichoi. Rabbi said, that's why 28 is the ultimate number of the world. Right? 28, if you look at it, Breishis, the first Pasuk, has 28 letters, and the 10 Dibros has 28 letters. The joints of the hands, how we do, and what we do is always bringing meaning, that 14 and 14, a total of 28. The full days of the moon, when the moon appears, is 28 days. I told you the month is 29 days. But one day the moon doesn't show up. Not only that, 28 is Birkas Hachama. That's why the solar cycle is 28 years. Amen Yeshmei Rabba. If you want to make the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu great, to reveal His greatness, is the 28. So 28 is how we verbalize, we connect to infinity. But it's important to look at the essence, at what's inside, because it's very easy to verbalize superficial things. Right? We verbalize everything. But to really bring meaning, that is the idea of the Ma. Al tistaker bakan kala b'ma shebesoichoi. That's why the Gro says, the Ruach is the Ruach. You bring Ruchnius, you bring spirit, you bring life, you animate. Ruach is bringing the 45, which taking the Aleph base and bringing the inside, what's the inner meaning. This is the idea that we bring the Ma. And that's we take the Nefesh, which appears to be separate, is Shem Ben, is Yud K, Vav K, double. Looks like there is a double idea that God is here and we are there to connect, to show that's all godly. That's the idea in the Avoda Sodom. That's how the Ruach makes the Nefesh. That's why Ner Hashem Nismat Death Mit Salmoi. Tzelem Elohim is because how we process creation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu processed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu processed creation, Shem Elohim, which is the physical, which is the Nefesh, which is creating that world of physical, and then bringing spirituality, infusing with spirituality. And infusing spirituality is connecting the elevation of the Chof Ches, but most important to find the inner meaning of it. Rabbi said, that's our Avodah. This is the Mishkan. The Mishkan, we had to build a world of physical. And that's why the world of physical had to be built in Olam Sholem. That's why it had to be specifically through the Tzibur. That's why Davka the Tzibur has to do it. We know that the original day, how it was supposed to be, we know it was supposed to be 28 days. Because 28, that's time, right? This is the verbalization of the world. Was to be 6 days of 28 hours, Ramak says. that each day gave 4 hours of itself, and they made Shabbos, because today Shabbos is the one that gives meaning to the world, and it's separate. Amalek separated the meaning. Amalek is the one that actually took the world and separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our avodah is a Mishkan. That's why when we come to Eretz Yisrael, our avodah is to mechias Amalek in building the Mishkan. It's the same thing. The same way the Mishkan, to be able to bring infused ruchnius, he has to be a oila mole, shem mole, has to be the tzibur. That's why mechias Amalek has to be tzibur also. That's why those two mitzvahs is tzibur. State in Malbim. The Mishkan is exactly this. It's Yud and Hey. So Olam Haba is the Yud, is the point, and Hey is the world of physical, the Nekeva and the Zohar. You have to put the Koshem Tzurilomim. That's why it had to be 15 specific items. Because the Avodas HaMishkan is connecting spiritual to the physical. And therefore you needed to do Oyser Shinivru Baem Shomayim Varetz. And therefore, you needed the 15 specifically, and that's Kutshabrichu Ushchintei. And that's, avoid as you look at the Mishkan, the Asiyah Samishkan is the Asiyah of the bringing Oilam Mole, and then Shor Sabo Ushchina, Vinoyam Hashem Olekein Oleinu Masi Yodeinu Konen Oleinu Masi Yodeinu Koneneyo. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to show what is Avodas Odom. So in that Bria, which this Tachlis Bria is to create our Olam Sholem and to reconnect to the world, in the microcosmos is Odom also. Odom creates the world of physical and reconnects to the world of spiritual. That's called Ruach. Ruach, that's why it's transcendence. It's called giving metaphysical to the physical. Which, by the way, I always think that's the idea that we have. And there'll be an article on this, hopefully with Hashem next week. You guys should look at the Yated. There's a review of my sefer. But this is the idea. The idea is that you take Halacha and Agadata. Kibbutz is the same idea, right? Halacha is the physical, and Agadata is giving meaning, the Mashab is Soichu connected, because once you do something right, which is Aloha, and you follow up, and is Olam Sholem, then the Shem could be Chali, Shem Elohim, and Shem Avaye. This is our lives. Our lives is to create a world which is perfect, which is the Nefesh, which is a world that allows us to infuse Ruchnius, but then the Maltistakil Bakanka. We don't look at the 28 letters just, Ela Bemash Besoicho. We look at the essence, the inner meaning, Altistakil Bakankan, Ela Bemash Besoicho. And Kankan, we know that Keneged de Kufnun Teomim. The 15, right? 150. The idea is that the world is a world of, it's a kankan, the world of superficial, is the world of vessels. And it's very easy to give so many narratives and explain. We can explain that COVID came from a monkey, or maybe came from a rabbit, or maybe came from a laboratory in Wuhan. But we look and we say, Al tistakil bakan kan ela b'mashe b'soichoi. There is a hidden in the alf base, the essence, the ma, and that's our avoider. That's the ruach. That's why ruach is direction, right? Because we have to take the nefesh and direct it right. This is the avoider's amishkan. What we did with the mishkan is what we have to do with ourselves on a daily basis. This is our who we are. And I just wanted to show you, by the way, if you want, you could go and see that this is the Groh comes to explain. You have here also the Groh that explains the Mishkan, how the Mishkan is a perfect world, is a perfect Adam in the physical sense, but is always part of the Tzibur. That's why the Tzibur is Echad. Ve'ato be'echad u'mi'yeshivena. Kudosh Baruch is only be'echad. And that is the only idea to come. Now I want to show you the nefesh is called the ben. Let me just show you what Rav Setebu says the ben. Havayi b'milu ahein. If you take Shem Havayi b'milu hei, right? Yud hei hei, vov 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 hei hei, is gematria ben. Mashe koedim lehavayi b'milu hein shem ben chei asarich lad nun beis. Why do you call ben, not nun beis? Meaning, is sag, av, ma, mem hei. This is the only one that's backwards, right? The Shamayim has 4 tzirufim. 72, ein beis. 63, samet gimel. There is the tziruf, which is called 45, mem hei. And the 52 is called ben, should have been nun beis. Ayim asher pirish boir verabeli nisosho sheyamin nerviyaku vilel explains it. Vin is mashem ben be'alma kael b'chinas anukva. Ben is the mekablim, is the physical. The lechur and the avodah ipuchlo is the kiva nikris ben. Meaning, why is called ben? Should have been bat. בפרשת מוקם להרגיש בזה פשעים בין טבע לעצמא, אלא גימן של עבד, אם הוא להן שמספור 52, בן is not a word, בן is 52, it's just a gematria. ואין כל קשר ושייך לשם בן, נאו. He says, נאולם בייסר אוי מככן איש שייך לשם בן לעניין בן. ושסבל לכמן בשעריש בחסם בן הוא מספר שתי יווייס. The מספר of בן is הוויה and הוויה. And what he says is that we have to be מגלה that in the end, even the Nekeva is a Zohar. The reason why Ben is in the Zohar is because the world appears to be Mekablim. But if we look at the Masha Besoich, we're going to realize that's all Havaya. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in essence, it's a Ben, it's not a Bas. It's a Zohar and a Zohar. And that's why it's called Ben and not Bas. And that's a state Nari that really is the Zoh that comes from the Nekeva. It's not the Nekeva. You should look at it inside. So I think that this is Givaldic to understand Rabbi Yisai Suda's Purim. And I want to connect this to Purim because next week I'll see if you have time or not. But this is such a message to Suda's Purim. Says the Gro, the Nefesh and the Ruach participate in Suda's Purim. And how is it? Kenegdo Nita says like this, the Gro, Lehashmi Lairu Labedu Shalomros, Fishesh Biodam Arba Dvorim, Nefesh Ruach Neshoma Guf Veguf. They are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and the Guf and the Nefesh, Uechot, the Guf and the Nefesh, the same, I told the Nefesh is the physical, Bezoyesh, Nefesh, the Guf, Be'arbo, Akinyan, and then the properties and the money that you have. So they are basically four parts, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and your properties and your acquisitions and your money. So says the Guru like this, and he, Homanun to destroy the four, Lahashmi, Laru, Gulabe, the Shlolam, Lobo, it's the four of them. We have four things on Purim. Kriyas HaMegillah, Shonisa Yisera, Negma Sherotza, Lava, the Neshoma is learning, is a mitzvah Yisera. That's how the Neshoma relates to it. It's all intellectual, it's a story. Now, Negada Ruach, Shu Belev, Ruach is inspiration, is the Ma. That is Machlibi Nosal, but that's a mitzvah of Simcha. Venegada Guf Mishta, and the party. To go ahead to eat and to drink, that's a guf, that's a nefesh. So the pshat is, if you look at Seudas Purim, Seudas Purim is exactly the Avodas HaMishkan. You make a Seuda, and the Seuda is meat and wine, very physical. But the mitzvah is to imbue and to infuse it with simcha, with really connection and meaning. That's the ruach. So says the Gro, in the mitzvah Seudas Purim, which is the mitzvah that we do ourselves, right? It's not Kriyas HaMegillah that you do as the tzibur and etc., but do all ourselves. That mitzvah has two components, is the nefesh and the ruach. The nefesh is the physical, but the same way that you have a seuda which is complete, a seuda which brings and is inclusive, that's why the Rambam holds that actually you have to actually have a name in that seuda. But if that's an inclusive seuda, then you could imbue the havai, the masha besoichoi. And that's why mitzvah simcha, says the Gro, is keneged the ruach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed allow us to experience these two concepts of nefesh and the ruach, ner Hashem nishmas Odom, and to realize that that's the Mishkan. We built a Mishkan. The Mishkan had to be built be'achdus to create the echod. It has to be always, there is only way to achieve life is consilience. I always say a life that's disjointed, you can't bring spirituality into it. If a life is full of ad hoc things, there's no shlemus. Lo machza kudosh bocho kli machzik brocha, to be machzik de brocha, which is the mashe besoichoi hela shalom. You need a perfection, you need a symmetry, you need consilience. If you have that consilience, then you could imbue the mashe besoichoi, the inner meaning, which is the connection to spirituality, which is embedded in the ruach. I always say, if you create a seuda, which is really beachdus, right, lech knoises kol ayudim. If we do that, then we could be ruach and connect. The same with the Mishkan was that. That's milchemes Amalek. Amalek wants to separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that is am mefoizer befoira ben mamim. That's the way, because if there's no echad, we can never connect. Elohim was Elohim until Shma Sholim bebriya Sholim.
You mentioned this kab. It's called Sur Alamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with 15, and the 15 items that are given are connected to the Shem Yud Kei. Correct? We also we also talk about that every part of the soul, which is five parts, Neran Chai, has five parts to it. So there's 15 Shira Malos connected the five parts of the soul, that even the neshama requires tikkun. So, but you're talking here about only the ruach and nefesh needing tikkun, and the ruach is misak and the nefesh. Where's the role of the neshama in this?
We are going to get afterwards. This is Shitas Hagro. Shitas Hagro is this. The nefesh and the ruach are the tikkun. The ruach implies the nefesh. That's the yud and the hay. That's why the 15. The yud and the hay is connected. The nefesh and the ruach. There are shevet shemas adam. And that's, by the way, is what? Let me just record. By the way, this is exactly what the Malvim said. The word vezois. Vezois is keneged ikut shabrichu shchinte. Zois is always malchus, right? Zois is this, is the world of physical. Zois, did you point out? This is what it is. That's why it's in the feminine. And the vov is connection. So vezois hatruma. Says vezois hatruma is because that's the 15 who is connecting the yud to the hay. The hay is the physical of the mishkan, and that's the zois in connecting the zois to the vezois, meaning connecting to the vov chibur, right? Connecting vezois, the word vezois, says the Malbim is connected kut shabrichu ushchintei. The shchina is the world of physical shchin itam betochtu moisam. That's the word of zois. And kut shabrichu is the one that he is disconnected, is kodesh and boruch, that is connected and disconnected. There's just one infinity, the world of transcendence, right? That's the world of the yud. So the yud and the hey, which is the 15, right? The sitas agro is the nefesh and the ruach. The nefesh is connected zois and the vezois, and you see the growth alludes to it many times here through the source that we gave, is the ability to connect and transcend. That's it. This is how the Gro understands. Now, this is Shitas Hagro. Shitas Hagro is that our tikkun is, you know, it's amazing. I told you, always amazing the following, right? Because the Gro is very intellectual. You think that the Neshama is the avoidance of Neshama. And you think the Ruach is Ruach, what's out there, right? And the Gro says, no. The Ikar avoidance of Odom is the Ruach. Ruach is giving meaning, is the Mashav Esoichu, is finding the inner meaning, the inner connection, transcendence, right? Taking the Chof Ches letters of the Aleph base, right? The Chochma is Koyachma, is taking the Chof Ches letters and taking the Mashav Soicho, the kankan to the mashab soicho. That's how we saw them. So that's it.
The neshama shasati, then the neshama shasati is referring to that tahara neshama which doesn't require tikkun.
Yes, the ikar tikkun is there. There is a small tikkun. The ikar tikkun agro is near. Near Hashem nishma sodom. That's why the mishkan, right? The mishkan is this too. This is the 15, the yud and hey. So I know that there is ideas, that there is other kind of tikkuni in the neshama, in the yachaya, in the yechida. That's a separate issue. Right, but the Kshitas Agro, I mentioned several times, right? The Gro holds that the Neshama is not cognitive to us. The Neshama floats above us, right? So that's why Neshama Shunosata
B. It's the Shem Ma, which is Misak in the Ben, even though it's
Ma is Ben. Ma is the Zo. Right? So the Gimel Rosh Hashanah Misukin. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, always Yud Kei Vav Kei, right, is the Shem. The ultimate Aleph is the connecting the two Alephs, right? The Arav Void is to connect the two Yuds, right? To connect the physical to the spiritual. The world of the Tzimtzum to the world of the Tzimtzum. We are the Vav connecting the Aleph. That's why our Avoida is Odom is the Gematria Ma, the Masha Besoichai, which is the Aleph connecting the Yud to the Yud. That's our Avoida, and that's the Ruach. Right? So.
Well, but I have another question, but I was letting someone else has a question.
Anybody have any questions and issues? Please, anybody has to just unmute themselves. Please just press the button to unmute. If anybody has any questions, any comments, I would love to hear. Anybody? But you need
I just have
to
one
unmute
more
question.
I have one other question. Is that we're losing the coming to the derivation of the methodology of understanding of Ma using the idea of 10, I'm trying to, I lost track of this. Is it?
The Ma is the Aleph.
Why is it the 28 of the letters and not the numbers? Why does letter take precedence over numbers?
Because those insides, the inner meaning, are the 10 numbers, according to Rav Tzodak HaKohen. So Ma, steht in Gro, the following. I didn't mention to you. What is Ma? Is the 22 single letters, right, plus the 10 numbers plus the 13 Teomim. Those are the tools.
But right? Because otherwise you said Koyak, which is referring only to the letters as being the...
No, 22 letters, no, 10 right. numbers, 13 Teomim.
That's the 45 Ma.
It is the same idea, but the Ma is the ma in the aleph base explains to you what it is, right? The aleph base is how you verbalize. That's our avoida, to verbalize. But our avoida is not only to verbalize, but to give inner meaning to verbalization. So we create a narrative, but the narrative has to be inner meaning. You realize that Adam here, consciousness, right? The emergence of consciousness. What is consciousness? So, by the way, the boy said this is unbelievable. I'm going to record that part. Because if you look at Yuval Harari, right, says, what's consciousness? Consciousness is our ability to create a narrative. Animals don't create a narrative. They live here, but we create a narrative. We create a story, connect the things. And our narrative is connecting events, that history. We connect physical phenomenon, right? And that's called physics. We connect the human body and the functions. That's called medicine, right? We create a monetary system. Consciousness of Adam is creating a narrative. That's the narrative of the Chof Zayin Oysters. That's the Koyach, right? Koyach Ma'isa V'Gid Le'amoy. But our avoida is not only to create such a narrative, but to find an inner meaning of the narrative. So the narrative is not only to narrate, but to give inner meaning is B'mah Shebesoichoy. So our Chochma is to narrate, the Chof Ches Oysters. That's the idea of Itim L'Toyva, Itim L'Ro. We have to classify, to create taxonomies, to create consciousness is this. This is the emergence of consciousness. Consciousness is the Chof Ches letters. But our Avoida is that the consciousness that we have is to really allow the world to transcend, to connect the world of Hawaii, to really take to the right direction, is Al Tistakel Bakankan, which is the 150 stories. Kufnun Teomim Tohor, Kufnun Poor Tohor, right? That's the Kankan. That's the physical, right? Those are the vessels. But the Mash B'Soich, the real essence, to find the Mash B'Soich, that's Avoida Sodom. That's it. But it's interesting that Yuval Harari says that this is what makes us Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens are built by our ability to create a narrative to the world. That's human consciousness. Which is so interesting. The Gross says the same thing, Michael. So that's it. Not the Neshoma. Neshoma is there and we connect the Neshoma, but this Ikar Avoida is Ner. Ki Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. That's Ner, right? That we bring light to the physical. We take the physical, connect to the light. That's it. This is it. Taking physical, connecting to energy. That's why EMC square is such a Hoshma thing, right? That you take the physical, you connect to energy. Our ability is to extract that. That's it. And have a, by the way, Das is the one that prevents, right, the Masha B'Soichai. The world of Das created, it's not so easy to find with the Masha B'Soichai, right? The world of Masha B'Soichai, it's not connected, right? That's why the Malochim, there's so much confusion. There's the Kankan. There is so many stories and so many narratives, like the coronavirus, COVID-19. You could make a million stories, a million reasons, but you have to find the Masha B'Soichai, and it's so hard to find because it's a Das, creates the confusion. And that's by Purim that we connect. The only way to be able to really connect Simcha to the Mishneh is Ad Lo Yodo, when you take Chetz the Tzadas away, because then it becomes clear what the Masha B'Soichai is about.
Did you ever get back to explain why Dafkut with Tzibur?
Yeah, because the Tzibur is the Echad. I told you, you have to be Yochid. I told you, who be Echad and Mishivendo, the Shlemus is when it becomes Echad. Has to be a consilience. So the ultimate consilience, when the old Yechidim become part of a Yochid, that's Tzibur. That is the idea against Amalek. That's why the Tzibur, and that's why life, for us to do life, has to be that everything is Be'echad. If you have a life which is disjuncted, that you do things haphazardly, that you don't have a connection, can ever connect, because the Shleimus is Sholem, which is the pieces together.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.